know and even miss salvation when love came near.
WJTL, Tim Timmons. Yes, you are. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Kayla. Fred with you, 706.
Yeah, good morning. Our stocking stuffer giveaway continues today, so listen for opportunities to win unique items from artists that you hear on WJTL. The fun continues through Thursday, so stay tuned for chances to call in and win.
Our very special guest, our friend Scott Reichenbach, is here. He's the president, co-founder of Hope Walks. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
I know you tried to sneak out of the house without the dog hearing you, but to no avail.
He heard me, and he's happy, though.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, just a shout-out to my family in Mechanicsburg and the Hope Walks team, who is hopefully heading into the office.
And tell us what Hope Walks does.
Yeah, Hope Walks is a Christian international organization that works with kids with club foot. Every 3 minutes, somewhere around the world, a kid is born where their feet are twisted inward and downward. So it means about 200,000 kids are born with this disability. Here in the U.S., it's corrected right away, which is why you and I don't see it necessarily. But in the developing world, these kids don't have access to treatment and care and end up living a life of disability without treatment.
And so how are you meeting the needs of these kids born with club foot?
Yeah, so Hope Walks around the world. We work with over 200 already established healthcare centers to do these three T's, to train, to treat, and transform. So train local healthcare providers how to do this treatment method of simple casting and correcting the feet, and then obviously treating the kids, making sure they have the materials they need, and as a Christian organization, transforming their lives with the hope of the gospel and freedom from disability.
I know in past years you've bought the actual braces. Can folks still decorate those and be a part of that part of things?
Yeah. They can still paint the future bright for kids with club foot. We've probably missed the window for Santa to get them to you before Christmas, but we paint all year long.
Right.
So absolutely.
Right.
Your church in the spring, we're going to do a big campaign inviting churches to come along and paint with us and help these kids.
Describe what the braces look like and then what the process is like from the time the kids are first fitted with them.
Yeah, so a kid is identified hopefully shortly after birth, and they just get weekly casts. So every week they come into the clinic, and just like you get a cast on your arm, they get a cast on their foot that reshapes that foot. Once the foot is straight, they then wear a brace. We're very familiar with orthodontic work and the retainer that you wear after you have your braces taken off. This is the same sort of thing. It's a retainer for your feet to hold those feet in correct alignment. So it's a simple metal bar with leather boots on the end of it. And so we invite churches, families, friends to paint that leather part of that shoe and just make it bright and fun for these kids. And instead of a boring black brace, they now have something bright and fun.
And what countries are you working in with Hope Walks?
Yeah, so we're in 14 countries. So
wow.
11 in Africa, 3 in Latin America. So from Burkina Faso and Ghana all the way down to Mozambique and Zambia, Haiti, Honduras, the Dominican Republic.
Amazing.
And a bunch of countries in between.
Any good stories come to mind about how God has worked through Hope Walks?
Well, we've had 20,000 kids come through our program.
Amazing.
Over the last year.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
It's there are stories galore of just moms and families often face a lot of stigma and shame because their child was born with this disability. And so from, you know, moms being disowned or separated from families to finding treatment and then being reunited, it's a beautiful story. And it's an amazing opportunity to share the gospel with these families.
Beyond decorating the braces, how can our listeners help?
Yeah, we have an amazing donor right now who wants to support monthly donors. So if you become a monthly donor, $40 a month, essentially a little over a dollar a day, right? He will then pay for another child to be treated. So he'll right away give us $500. So
wow.
$40 every month turns into not just one kid this next year, but two kids. And what a great gift to give a family, someone the ability to walk.
Amen. So where do we go online to find out all this info?
HopeWalks.org.
HopeWalks.org. Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
We're going to talk more with Scott coming up. In the meantime, visit HopeWalks.org. Phil Wickham, George St. Cyr, more music on the way.